This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift, hanging out halfway through this Thursday morning. Hopefully you guys are hanging out and doing well out there in your cars.
Yes, and if you want to hang out with us, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming back. I've been to both of them. Mike has not. But he is
coming this year. It's my turn.
And if you want to join Mike and myself, Friday, June the 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar and Perimeter.
Just leave me out.
Wow.
That's fine.
Mm.
Ali Mack will also be there as we celebrate Father's Day with you. So go to 99thegame.com, click the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with Ali and the rest of the 99 The Game staff. Or if you just want to tell us why you want to bring your grandfather, your kid, your coach, anyone important in your life, it's all presented to you by my friends at Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. And brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 929thegame.com.
Nice save, Squid.
Yeah, nice save.
What did I save?
Allie did not. You saved the part about Allie.
Yeah. That was all scripted.
Me and Mike, that was scripted. Okay.
Yeah. I set Allie up to tell us that she'd be there, too.
Allie, is your dad going to be a...
My dad is going.
Let's go!
I went to Lazy Dog yesterday and met up with my mom, and I was like, I get to bring dad here in a couple weeks. She's like, I know.
I'm going to absolutely grill your dad. I'm going to be like, hey, what'd you think about Grant the first time you met him?
He's so cool.
Oh, man. Yeah. I do want to look. We're going to get in the hole in just a second. Got three or four pieces of NFL news I want to get to. I want to bring Allie in on a conversation that was very, this is like one of the most passionate conversations we had in the history of this show.
Uh-oh.
This happened, I don't know, 6 months ago. And I know Dylan and Bo will remember this the minute I say it. Yesterday, okay, it's the last 2 days I've taken my dog for a walk in my neighborhood. Okay. And this conversation came up about when or if it is okay to throw your dog's poop in somebody else's trash can in your neighborhood. Now, I know you're a recent home buyer.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you guys walk your dogs at least some point.
Yep.
This conversation spiraled so much to the point where I think we put a vote up and it was like 49 to 51 of like people that are like, do not touch my trash can. And the other half of people were like, it's a freaking trash can. Who really cares? I'm curious where you fall on this conversation. Is it ever okay to throw your dog's poo into someone else's trash can?
It is not. No.
Yeah, you're big against this.
Yeah, I'm big against this.
You're setting up the nanny cam outside.
Absolutely. I mean, I pay for that trash service. Don't put your dog poop in my trash can. I will carry the dog poop home. You know, if I'm on a walk with my dogs, I will have the little baggies and bring it all the way home.
Wow.
What if it's trash day and the trash hasn't gone by yet?
That's why I point out the last 2 days, because Wednesday morning is our trash day. So Tuesday, I was walking around going, I could just throw this away. People are putting their cans out. And Wednesday, yesterday, when I'm walking the dog, after the trash come, I'm like, can't do it.
You just don't know what could happen, right? Even if it's trash day, maybe the trash gets picked up and the bag gets caught in between the trash can and the dumpster and the trash truck.
I'm ashamed of you, Allie. You're such a giving person. I cannot believe you wouldn't give some small trash can space to some people so they don't have to carry their dog's poo around your neighborhood.
No. Because there could be a mess made out of it. If someone mishandles the trash for whatever reason, or if it falls or drops out, it could end up on the sidewalk. No.
Just make some good points. That's probably one of the favorite things about my neighborhood is they have multiple
little where they had the bags and the
where
cans.
The bags,
yeah.
Like multiple. That's smart. There's no if you don't pick up your dog's poo in my neighborhood, you're just a
right.
jackass.
Right, picking it up is that's a non-starter. Let me just follow you up real quick. Give me 20 seconds. Have you ever cleaned out your trash can, or do you plan to clean out your industrial grade trash can that you sit out?
When he means clean out, he means like wash it.
Yeah. Do you think you'll ever wash it?
I'm because
I was shocked. I was shocked at the amount of people we had call in that were like, clean my trash can once a month, pressure wash, like so. I'm like, dude, what? It's a freaking trash can.
Yeah.
And it was very passionate and very heated. The amount of people that were like, clean it out all the time.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
I ain't cleaning out my trash can for sure. But as far as putting my, if I had a dog, I would not put my dog's poop in another person's trash can. Me personally, I just would carry it or find the nearest, you know, little poop dump trash can that are all around. I'm not gonna sit on surveillance and watch to see if anybody else
right,
does it.
Right.
But I would rather people not.
I find
it's just great. Like this, it's a community, man. You know, we're all dog owners.
I think I'd like to put you out on a hot summer day, walking around with your dog's poop in your hand, and there's just a bunch of trash cans sitting there,
no.
And I would love to see how. It's you could sit back in that chair and be all high and mighty right now, Dylan, but I'm going to tell you something. It's a real urge.
You know exactly how he'll react when that happens. He's going to walk home with a big smile on his face, still holding that poop. That's what's going to happen.
Exactly. And I'm going to feel good about myself because I didn't put anybody else's trash can.
I'm a good person.
I have designed my route to make sure that the pool is like halfway in the walk so that the pool trash can be the one that's up.
But
you know what I mean?
Community.
Like there's exactly. That's a community trash can.
Different.
Yeah. I don't know. I disagree. I'm like, dude, just you can. Hey, if you know where I live and you're listening, you are more than welcome to put your dog's poo in my trash can.
I'm going to purposely drive over there.
she's going to box it all up from a week and go over and dump it out. Hey, let's go in the huddle. We'll get to a new award in Hard Knocks in just 1 second. Unfortunately, some sad news from the NFL realm. The Colts owner and CEO Jim Irsay dies yesterday at age 51. He's had a number of health issues over the years. He's had some personal issues as well. But, guys, I think I feel very firm in saying that the reactions from former Colts players, from people around Indianapolis, from people around the state of Indiana and the NFL, you can see the outpouring of support, and it kind of points to the man he was in a personal space and the relationships that he was able to attain in his time as the Colts owner. It's just you saw Reggie Wayne, obviously Peyton Manning, all of these former legends coming out and talking about how great of a man he was.
Everybody that's ever said anything negative about Jim Irsay, from my knowledge, never knew him and didn't have time to be around him. Everybody that I have known that has known him personally, or you hear the people that knew him on a personal level, like the Peyton Mannings and the Pat McAfees, and it, you know, others as well, have just raved about the human being he was. I know that there's a person I know that, and I'm not going to say their name, it's their story, but in the NFL community, their grandfather passed, and the first person to respond and do anything for that person was Jim Irsay.
No kidding.
And it was personal. It was came from Jim Irsay. It wasn't like he had a lot of demons, as everyone has noted, but the human being was real, really, really good human being.
No doubt about that. And obviously, like I said, you can tell from the outpouring of support. So, thoughts and prayers up with the Irsay family. In some lighter news, it sounds like we got some clarity on some of the programming we'll be seeing this fall, Allie.
Yes, if you are a fan of Hard Knocks, the Buffalo Bills are going to be featured this summer during training camp. It premieres August 5th. It's the first time they've been selected for the series, and if you're wondering, wait, that's against the rules. No, it's changed. They are now eligible because they changed the rule. It was that teams that made the playoffs in the last 2 years could opt out. Not the case anymore, so Josh Allen, smile for the camera. And in December, the in-season will focus on the NFC East.
Yeah.
I had no idea how many rules went into who can and who can't, or who can opt out of these seasons of Hard Knocks.
And there's so many different versions of it now. You mentioned the in-season. You get to spring. It's just crazy. They had to, like, change rules because, obviously, nobody wants to be a part of this anymore,
right.
Especially after Joe Shane last year with the Giants is like, and his kids telling him to draft Jaden Daniels.
Well,
it's like, just brutal, man.
And that's the one that sucked, is I thought, to me, my favorite one was the off-season one.
Yeah, I agree. It was most enlightening, for sure.
Because, I mean, that's where you got, to me, that was real insight. I know some people didn't like it. I thought that was the best because you got to see this, and they botched it. The Giants botched it, not the Hard Knocks.
Yeah, it was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It was not fun, though, I will say, as a player, having Hard Knocks around.
Really?
Like, they were just straight up, hey, by the way, ding, you're going to eat at Chili's today. Y'all are all going to eat at Chili's. They were like, what? Why? Oh, we're going to buy y'all lunch at Chili's. And they're just sitting there hovering with microphones, hoping for a quote. It was never even used, like, because we were like, we're not saying anything. We're not going to talk on here.
They joined.
They try to set you up.
Why would they join? Why would they go watch the offensive linemen? I mean,
what did they think the conversation?
Would they think they were going to get a bunch of guys talking about what they should name an award after them? I mean, what?
Here we go.
We think because you know we're the protectors of the team. We should name it the protector award. Oh, Mike. By the way, how do you feel about the protector award now?
Ahead and get your referee jersey on. I'm just telling you, he better not misstep on me.
I think it's great that they're going to award the big uglies because look, you only talk about them when they screw up, which that's par for the course, right? But this has to be the corniest name in the entire world, right?
It is. Like I was literally saw this name, this award yesterday, and I was like, this sounds like the Nickelodeon Sports Awards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like this sounds like something that just straight up is on Nickelodeon. They wouldn't even name this for like an ESPY. It wouldn't be called the Protector
Award.
What
if they called it the Bodyguard Award?
No.
I have an idea.
You'd have to play Whitney Houston.
Yeah, exactly.
What if they did a award for the best offensive lineman, the best defensive lineman of the year, and they called it the Trenches Award. So one offensive lineman would get it and one defensive lineman would get it.
I'm pretty sure they already do a defensive lineman award.
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Well, they do in college, different.
I'm with you. I would call it the Trenches Award, but it's just pretty simple. You got 1 year, and it's got to be a name. And it's exactly what they did in college, the Joe Moore Award in college. You went with the whole offensive line. It's just the Joe Moore. You didn't say, this is the whole offensive line award. This is the Protectors Award. No, you just went with a name. Like, let's not make it corny, man. We're getting like this. I don't know. I was like, yes, award. What's it called? The Protector Award. What in God's name? Who signed off on this?
It was one of those womp womp.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, it's like Bo asked me earlier. He's like, who's the best old lineman? Like, I don't know. You can name it John Hanna or Anthony Munoz or something, man. Somebody in there.
I don't know why when I heard the name of the award, I thought Pocket Protector. Like, and saw the nerdy glasses.
Offensive linemen are fine with taking a back seat and things. That's okay. But you don't have to go one step further by naming the award about, taking a back seat. Can we just stand on our own 2 feet every now and then? Anyways, man, don't get even caught on my soapbox just now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.